Good morning, everybody, to this first Saturday devotion. Today I want to talk about St. Maximilian Kolbe. And throughout his mission, he had always talked about unlimited Marian consecration, to be completely devoted to Mary. And I have tried to live out since my first vows, to try to live in that sense, being unlimitedly consecrated to the Virgin Mary. And it's strange enough that it's only within the past 3 months that I begin to realize what that actually began to mean deep inside. So today I'll give you the three pillars of how to live out your Marian consecration without limits. Pillar number one, give Mary your faults, failings, and temptations. Now, when St. Louis de Montfort gave the Marian consecration, he said usually to give our good stuff, our works, sacrifices, fastings, our sufferings to Mary, and he will bring it to Jesus. But I began to realize over the past few months that Mary doesn't just want that. She wants us to give her the parts that we're most embarrassed to give or to share, our failings, our faults, our temptations, because she truly wants us to be healed of them and help us to conquer them. And I can't believe I'm going to mention this, but I think if you wind the clock about 4 years ago, there I had a particular temptation. It came, and I sinned. It was almost like clockwork. It just came, and I fell again, and I went to confession. But it was just getting frustrated, like, the temptation would come. It's almost like the devil had his foot stuck out, and thus I just tripped over it, right on cue. And one night, the temptation came, and all of a sudden, I just said, Mary, help me. Mary, help me. And I swear to you that I felt her hair brush across the back of my hand. And I looked up, and she was there. And she said, Jonas, if I can't stop you, what will stop you from doing this? And I stopped and I realized, yeah, why should I be doing this? And that from that day on, the power of that temptation was broken. It might come again once in a while, but I no longer trip over it. And I know that Mary's grace has been powerful. And I realized that Mary wants to do that for each one of us, to take our faults and failings and help us overcome them, triumph over them. Did she not say to Juan Diego, are you not under my mantle? Are you not in the fold of my arms? Am I not your mother? What else can I do for you? So that's pillar number one. Give Mary your faults, failings, and temptations. Pillar number two, invite Mary to everything. And I must admit, this wasn't my idea. Brother Leland actually gave me this idea. He suggested to me one day, he said, why don't you just invite Mary to pray the office with you? I said, well, I never thought of it that way, and I'll go and do that. And I did, and I really deeply felt that Mary was with me that day. And then I stopped and thought, if she could be with me in my prayer, maybe I can invite her to everything. Invite her when I'm at my happiest, at my saddest, in my heartbreaks, in my humor, my frustrations, my anger. Because if we truly are consecrated to Mary, she is our friend. And should we not invite Mary to everything that we want that's occurring in our lives? And I started realizing that we are not alone. You're not alone. I'm not alone because she is with us if we invite her in those moments of our lives when we most need her. So that's pillar number two. Invite Mary to everything. Pillar number three. Don't be afraid of mission. St. Maximilian Kolbe, when he was deeply working Nikopolanov in Poland, and helping to expand the mission of that monastery, he always wanted that each person that had joined Nikopolanov, that they go on mission. Not be afraid to go on mission for the Lord. And I must tell you, I'm very much afraid of this. My biggest fear is Father Jim coming up to me saying, Jonas, you're going to the Philippines. The Philippines? Wait a second, this can't work. I don't know the language. Most of my family don't even know me from over there. You know, people have insulted me. Filipinos have insulted me for not speaking Tagalog. I mean, I might actually be a liability to the mission in the Philippines. Why should I be put out there? And then Mary came to me. She said, Jonas, don't you remember that am I not your friend? Have I not helped you conquer? So why should you be afraid of doing something that you're afraid to do? If God wants it, then I, your mother, wants it. And if I marry your mother wants it, I'll move heaven and earth to make it happen. And it sort of dawned on me, yeah, why should I be afraid? Why should I be afraid of going where people might not know her? To remind them that she still loves them. So I ponder about it, and these days when I think about going to the Philippines, I really don't mind if going out there, only because I want to make her known and make her loved. And always remember the message of the angel. Be not afraid. You have been blessed. So here are the three pillars again. Give Mary your faults, failings, and temptations. Invite Mary to everything. Don't be afraid of going on mission and doing the right thing, even when it's scary. Okay, so what's the point of unlimited Marian consecration? Why do this? And basically, St. Maximilian Kolbe will always give the answer that he always gives, that the purpose of being consecrated to Mary unlimitedly is to conquer the world for Mary in order to bring the reign of Christ. That's the only reason we do this for. We do this so we could get the world quickly under Mary and that the reign of Christ can begin in this world. And there was also one more thing, and it sort of dawned on me, that being unlimitedly consecrated to Mary taps into the Holy Spirit that's in Mary. The same Spirit that came upon Mary when she was immaculately conceived, that overshadowed her in bringing birth to her son, to being poured out on Calvary, that was with her when the Spirit came upon the disciples. That's the same Spirit all of you have received from baptism, confirmation, the sacraments. And Mary wants us to be our help and guide, to tap into the Holy Spirit, to conquer all our fears, to do the most difficult things. Because if God wants it, she wants it. And she will move heaven and earth for you to make it happen. Thank you.